My name is Gordon Hammes, H-A-M-M-E-S, if you have to find the spelling. And right now I'm vice president and secretary of the foundation. So,
when was it that you first met Bert?
So my first academic position was at MIT. And so that's when I met Bert. So it must have been either 1960, 1961. So when I first came to MIT, I came as to a faculty position in the chemistry department, but I wanted to do biochemistry, and they had no facilities for doing biochemistry. And so two people really saved me. One was Bert and one was Jack Buchanan. I met Burke, and we immediately had a good discussion, and I explained the problem, and he said, well, just come and use my lab to do your experiments if you need my equipment. And you've probably been told he had this lab in the depths of the hospital. You had to walk through steam pipes to get to it. And then you open this door, and there was this huge lab with all the latest equipment for doing biophysical chemistry, which was my field. So I've known Bert since that time, and we became friends ever since.
What were your first impressions of him when you met him all those years ago?
Well, as you know, Bert is a plus or minus person. There is no in-between. So either you hit it off with Bert or you don't. And Bert and I hit it off immediately. He always tells it like it is, which is sort of my view of the world also. And we shared scientific interests, obviously. We also both like good dining and good wines, and so that also was a common connection. And Bert loved to entertain, and when he entertained you, nothing was too good, and he was very happy to take care of everything. And then as I got to know him better, I moved to Cornell in 1965, and medical care in Ithaca, New York was not great, so Bert was also my medical consultant, and he helped us out several. He loved to do that, to help with medical problems. Even though he didn't practice himself, he had a whole cadre of friends who did. So we just became good friends, and we saw each other at scientific meetings, and he came and gave seminars. I came and gave seminars, and through the years, we had a very cordial relationship.
As a scientist, how do you think he stood out? What were his qualities as a scientist that made Bert Valley somebody?
Well, Bert and I had very similar view of science. We both wanted to be very quantitative. We wanted precise answers to questions. So the experiment, the work that he did, and I hope which I did, were in very clearly defined systems with very high standards as to how reliable the results were. And of course, I'm sure there's no sense in going into a science, but he was the person in the analysis of metals and biological systems when I knew him. That was really his forte, and no one else had done such a good quantitative job doing that. And then he went into enzyme mechanisms, which was my area for quite a while, and then of course ultimately into angiogenin. So we had a lot of very common interests and very interesting discussions. We have only, despite the fact that I used his equipment a lot, he never wanted his name on the papers. We have one publication only, and where he and I and another person are co-authors. So he was very generous. As I said, it was Bert. If you were his friend, he was an incredibly generous person. And so I've enjoyed that all these years. And then I moved to Duke, where I moved full-time into administration. Bert, of course, thought that was crazy to do that. As you know,
he wasn't a fan of
his view of university administration was not high. I moved to Duke. I shut down my research lab. But Bert and I were still good friends. And then eventually I did it for about 9 years, where I was head of the academic part of the medical center at Duke. And then I decided I wanted to start all over in research. And So I discussed it with Bert, and that's when he offered me a Valley Visiting Professorship to come to Harvard to just spend some time. And basically, my time at Harvard in two-week stints was mostly sitting around and reading and talking to people in his lab and giving some talks, but thinking about what research field I wanted to go into, and I wanted to go into a whole new different field that Bert was not an expert in, but he knew about it. And so it was really a very important time for me. And then I went back to Duke and started out in a whole new research field, single molecule observation of kinetics. And I did that for 10 years. But yes, it was very important for me in getting started and all over again in research.
Bert's career changed. He changed tack in some ways in what he was doing his work on. But did you see other, over the years that you knew him, did you see other changes and developments in what he wanted to do with his work, with the money that he was beginning to get?
His research state changed, but his style of research did not change. He was always very quantitative, wanting to get very exact answers to very precise questions, which, of course, is sort of my philosophy also. So that didn't change. Purely by happenstance, it turns out Bert had a place in Naples, Florida, and we had been going, we now live in Naples, Florida, but we had a place in Naples, Florida. And it was really when I was at Harvard, a little bit he was talking about his foundation, but then it was small, and his main motivation was trying to get scientists to interact with each other and for him to interact with the scientists. But then when we started meeting in Naples, it was clear he was thinking about what was going to happen after he left, and then we talked about the foundation. And he asked me if I would help with that, and of course, you couldn't say no to Bert, and I wouldn't say no to Bert anyway. And so I said, fine, and I remember he brought in Jesper Hegstrom. He had him fly in from Sweden so that we could discuss that, because he wanted Jesper to help also. And then he was talking about what he wanted to do. I helped him arrange some of the meetings of the Valley Foundation things and set up the program.
But could you describe what you heard from him or what the discussions were about in terms of how the foundation would function, what its purpose would be, the philosophy
of
the foundation?
I think the philosophy of the foundation was really to get good people together to interact collaboratively all over the world. And so he believed very much in collaboration, and he believed very much in the importance of face-to-face meeting of scientists to discuss science, which is, I agree, is extremely important. So that's really what he was about, and that's what he did. I think even he couldn't have envisaged how the foundation ended up, because due to his incredibly wise investment strategy with David Ogden, we ended up with a lot more money than I think even Bert would have envisaged. And so we had to then extrapolate to what we thought Bert would like to see the foundation do. So we've obviously continued the very strong Valley Visiting Professor program, which, I mean, this meeting's a good example. I mean, the people here are incredible. The quality of science and the quality of the talks, which Bert would have loved that. I mean, it really was very impressive. But every meeting that he's pulled together of the Valley Foundation people have been incredible. He had very good taste in scientists. I mean, he wanted only the best scientists involved. And he was very successful at doing that. I said, if you were Bert's friend, he wouldn't say no to anything you ask, and you wouldn't say anything. He wouldn't ever tell Bert no because of mutual respect. And so he recruited some really outstanding people into the fold, and we're trying to continue that.
Do you think he'd be happy with what's going on now?
I hope so. I hope so. Some of the programs he never would have envisaged because he wouldn't have thought we had enough money to do it. But certainly he would have been happy with the evolution of the visiting professor program, which we've expanded quite a bit. You know, strangely enough, he probably wouldn't have been happy with the fact that we've created an award with his and Kruge's name on it, because, you know, like Bert never wanted a memorial, he never wanted a funeral or anything. He didn't like all that window dressing, but like it or not, we thought it was very appropriate. So there's a major award that I played a large part in on putting together by the ASBMB, which is the American Society for Biochemistry of Molecular Biology, where Bert was strongly involved. So there is a major award. Bert would have loved their first choice, who was Michael Gottesman, who had studied with Bert. And I know Bert thought very highly of him, so he would have been not have been happy with us creating an award in his honor, but he would have been very happy with the choice of Mike as the first recipient, because I know he had a very high regard for him.
And it sounds as though he would have told you that he wouldn't have been happy with the award.
He probably would have said that.
I hear.
And I would have said, Bert, that's too bad. We want to do this for you. And he would have probably got on my case a little bit. Eventually, he would have accepted it, I think. And, of course, I'm sure everybody has had the experience of going out with Bert for dinner and his love of wines, particularly Alsatian wines, which we also liked, as I said, and we shared a very common interest in wine and food. And yet, others have probably mentioned, Bert would not eat chicken.
Well,
that's very important. He would only occasionally eat chicken. Apparently he had chicken so much at one early point in his life, he would not eat chicken. And so whenever I was arranging dinner, I would always kid him. I'd say, I know you're going to like this wonderful chicken dish that we're having. But he wouldn't eat chicken at all. It was like he was allergic to it. He wasn't to it. So we had always had a good laugh over that. But he loved good food. He loved good wines, particularly Alsatian wines. As I said, when you went out with Bert, he entertained royally. And I can only remember one time when I insisted, I said, Bert, when I was a Valley visiting professor, I said, my wife came, I said, Bert, Judy and I are taking you out to brunch at Four Seasons, and you and Kruge, and that's it, we're treating. And that's the only time I think he ever let me do that. Otherwise, he was an incredibly generous person. You couldn't help but have fond memories of Bert. He was a character, but we always had good interactions. Yeah.
And Kruge, what are your memories of Kruge?
Well, Kruge was also very warm and a wonderful person. But she was always very hospitable, and Bert was incredibly devoted to her. You know, after she had her severe stroke, he just took care of her, and it was his goal in life to see that this happened. But she was they were both very warm people, really wonderful to be with. She shared his enthusiasm good food and wine. She helped a lot of the young people in his lab, I know. And she had her own career as a teacher, which she really loved and did for a long time.
Wonderful, thank you.
I guess one other thing I want to mention. So I had a student who was at Brigham that Bert had never met, Lou Cantley, who's a brilliant scientist. And I introduced Bert and Lou when they came here, and they became fabulous friends. And so now Lou Cantley's on the board and also a speaker at this meeting. So it's been a great interaction with him. And we hope we can keep the foundation doing good things. I think after a couple of years of really trying to figure out what we were going to be when we grew up, I think we sort of now have several programs going, and we have things pretty stabilized. And I'm very pleased with the progress. I think pretty much everybody on the board is.